and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Once again, Hurricane Beryl taking aim at the central Texas Gulf Coast.
Here in Galveston, lifelong resident Ryan Connor has been through several storms, now protecting his store from Beryl.
And you got the sandbags out.
Yeah, I mean, we're not expecting much from this storm, but we don't take any chances around here yet. Way too much stuff to lose.
The storm, now less than 150 miles off the coast, expected to make landfall overnight.
ABC's Victor Oquendo. It's an agreement in principle. The Justice Department says Boeing will plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 19. Families of those killed in the crash, though, say they'll oppose any plea deal. On his social media, former President Trump claimed no knowledge of Project 25, a proposed massive overhaul of the federal government. He did so after the head of the think tank that concocted it suggested there would be a second American Revolution. This is ABC. The House Republican investigations agenda, focusing its attention now on President Biden's doctor.
In a letter to President Biden's doctor, Republican Congressman James Comer writes the committee is concerned Dr. Kevin O'Connor's medical assessments have been influenced by alleged financial ties with the Biden family. Comer cites reports Dr. O'Connor has not recommended the president to take a cognitive test. The committee is looking to interview Dr. O'Connor and is requesting documents from him. He has until July 14th to respond. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Four NASA volunteers emerged from 378 days cooped up inside a habitat simulating what it would be like to live on Mars, growing and harvesting food, resource limitations, and isolation. Flight engineer Ross Brockwell.
Very grateful to have had this incredible opportunity to live for a year within the spirit of planetary adventure towards an exciting future.
Additional year-long simulations are coming. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out of a plane, you pull your parachute, all the guests come in. It's a great time. I really, really am enjoying it, and especially today because it's the fifth anniversary of FM.
Yes, it's crazy. Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. This band is kind of scattered throughout the U.S., Rob. They sent me new music today.
Nice.
They sent me a new track a couple weeks ago. I'm going to play them right now, both for you, for the 7 o'clock double dip. The band is called Shadow Band. And this is their brand new song. They just emailed it to me today, Rob. Mm-hmm. Give Me the Rain. Shadow Band. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Another day I won't remember.
I got you under my spell.
She makes me want to scream.
Two in a row of brand new things to be heard across Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
Shadow Band, dude. They're good. So they're sprinkled throughout the U.S. here. The first song we played, that Gimme the Rain, that's brand new. It's on their upcoming EP that's dropping very soon. You can check them out on all the socials, Shadow Band. Hey, Rob Roberts, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, if I was a local band, Jimmy, right, and I want to get it on Max Inc. Radio, my song, my, like, love of life, wanted to get it on the radio, how do I do that?
Well, first of all, you got to record it.
Well,
you have to go.
Okay, all right. Well, I did that, Jimmy.
Make it sound really good. Get a fan base out there. Go out and do some shows. Do some merch and stuff. But then send your music to music@civicmedia.us and make it attention to me, Jimmy K, and say, hey, play my music because we're cool and we like bananas.
And, oh, and that's important. And, the banana part.
And marinara sauce and from marinara Hot Lunch. Absolutely. Hey, folks, welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. We're celebrating our 5-year anniversary on FM radio and I guess AM radio too. You know, 5 years ago, tonight, 5 years ago, Rocker and I, we launched a Max Inc. radio program at that time on Talk 92.7 FM. Here in Madison. And then a couple weeks later, I think Crudy bought or somehow inquired the Milwaukee station.
Right, right.
Waukesha, or eventually the Shaw. I think it was something else at that time, but it doesn't matter. And then a year or two later is when Civic Media bought, I guess, bought Mike O'Crude. For lack of a better way to say it. I don't know how that worked
out. Mike, get in this box.
But anyway, Civic Media came about, and you know, they kept us on the air, which I'm so thankful for. I mean, it's just amazing. This type of show, playing original local music from Wisconsin. We play some independent stuff from around the country as well. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but there's a lot of people out there that really enjoy it, really appreciate the local independent music scene. And I'm so happy, so appreciated to Civic Media. So thanks to Mike Recruit for taking a chance on Rocker and I, putting us on the air on Saturday nights, unplugging from politics. And thanks to Sage Wild, CEO of Civic Media, for keeping us on the air. And it's really cool to be part of this organization. Civic Media, dude, Civic Media had a huge week this week.
Yes, absolutely.
We have Earl Ingram.
Yep.
He's a host out in on the Shaw, 101 FM, the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM.
And it's a great show.
It's a great
it
show.
Is. Earl, it's a lot of fun.
I actually produced for Earl for a short time back in the beginning when I actually was producing a little bit here at in Madison. And he's a great guy, really friendly, super fun to talk to. But he got to interview the president, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He had one of the first radio interviews after the debate.
Yes.
And it went, I mean, the interview went national, basically. All the national organizations, news networks, outlets were wanting to talk to Earl about the interview, about the interview that he did with President Joe Biden. So congratulations to Earl Ingram.
Absolutely.
And then, was it yesterday, Joe Biden came to Madison.
He was here.
He was, dude, not only did he come to Madison, but he came to the north side, my neighborhood. I was so excited about that.
Well, at first you weren't, because you didn't understand what was going on with the traffic. But
the
then you got excited.
The
then
traffic excited. And the people in North Sherman was kind of a bothersome. Yeah.
But that happens when that happens. You know.
Have you ever seen a presidential motorcade or seen Air Force One land or anything like that?
Personally, no, no, only on TV and stuff. But I hear it's just a ruckus. It is a ruckus. I've been on. That's not true. I've been on a tarmac when the plane was taking off once.
Really?
We were just sitting there forever. We had no idea what was going on.
No drinks for you.
No. Everybody was super nice. You know, that happens when the president's leaving. You know, they have to lock everything down, and we all understand that, especially in this crazy world we live in. But no, I haven't. But it does definitely causes a ruckus, but it's a good ruckus, right?
I've seen a couple of motorcades. Then Vice President Joe Biden was in Nashville when I happened to be there, and his motorcade went by on the main street there on Nashville, where all the honky tonks are.
Right.
Joe was going to an open mic.
Oh. No, I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think so either.
No, no.
That's fake news. But when Obama came to town, President Obama came to town, I was working over by East Washington and the interstate here in Madison. And I was able to see Air Force One come in for a landing.
Wow.
On approach, you know. Yeah. Great plane. Beautiful plane.
Yeah.
And then his motorcade, they shut the interstate down. 90-94-39 here in Madison.
Sure.
They shut it down so Obama could go from the airport to downtown via the interstate, which
Doesn't make any sense.
As a former taxi driver, I'm like, what are you doing? That's not the direct route.
Yeah, but that limo's really big. Maybe you couldn't make a corner.
No, I don't think that was it there. It's cool to see something like that.
No, it is. It is cool. It's cool to see it in person.
And it's neat to say that when I was in Nashville, when I saw Vice President Biden's motorcade go by, I mean, there was a bunch of people on the road. We had American flags cheering. Yay, you know, USA.
And I had no idea he was coming until he was here. So I need to pay more attention, maybe. I don't know.
The location was undisclosed for quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
Nobody knew where he was going except for, you know, Secret Service and maybe a few of the press people. I was surprised when I was driving home and I approached Aberg and Sherman here in Madison, a block away from the Sherman Elementary / Shabash High School.
Yeah.
That, you know, there was all the people and then all the cops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, Biden's probably coming here.
Yeah.
But he's coming to the north side. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. That is awesome.
But I do want to give a shout out to Crudy, Todd Allball, and everybody here at Civic Media for the great coverage yesterday. Todd Allball and Crudy came in on the holiday weekend to give coverage for that. So there you go. All right, we're going to unplug from politics. I want to talk about fireworks, Rob.
Yes.
Because this is a big thing. It really, the backyard fireworks. And don't get me wrong, I'm not some crazy guy who wants to eliminate fireworks altogether, you know?
No.
Because I kind of like them. In a controlled system.
Right, right.
You know, let the professionals do them. You know, like in Wanakee or in Waukesha or in Milwaukee, the big city fireworks. Mm-hmm. But the backyard fireworks, man. As a professional pet sitter, I've grown to really hate the backyard fireworks, Rob.
Yeah, the dogs don't understand. Or the cats. Everybody's freaking out all night.
So my dog, Dottie, she's deaf. You know, she was born deaf.
Yeah.
But I think she can sense them because she... On Thursday night, she was freaking out.
Yeah, well, the world is shaking.
Basically, right? Why is she the world shaking? Yeah, why, give me a milk bone.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Dad, something's wrong.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Tell me what you think about the backyard fireworks. We keep them? How do we police ourselves so it doesn't happen? How do we come together as a community to live with each other? 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app while we listen to Marta Hansen. It's the last on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, that was Marta Hansen there, and The Last. She was in The Lair a couple weeks ago, and just an awesome performance from Marta Hansen. Definitely get her album and her songs. And if you're in Sun Prairie, visit the Piano Gal Piano Shop. You like pianos, like Rob?
Like pianos?
Piano, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love pianos.
Do you own a piano?
I do not own a piano.
I was going to say, if you owned a piano, if
I cannot play anything, Jimmy. Don't tell anybody.
If you needed to tune your piano, yeah. Marta Hansen, the piano gal, is who you would call.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, Rob, if you do me a favor,
sure.
bring up the Max Inc. Aux channel for the cart and bring that 259 cart. Can you just play that for me real quick?
Absolutely. 259.
Yeah, that one right there.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, the horrible Nickelback.
Mm.
Yeah.
There you go.
On the phone with me right now is Shane Christopher Neal, host of the Indy 45 radio show here on Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the Southern Ontario scene. Rob, he was supposed to join us last week to talk about his radio show, but
where'd he go?
He blew us off for Nickelback. Shane, I hate you.
Listen, Linda. it all happened very quickly. It all happened very quickly last Saturday. And somebody offered me, you know, VIP passes backstage, you know, hanging out with the band. And I thought, Jimmy K, Nickelback backstage, catering.
Jimmy K.
You know, talking to Jimmy K.
I went to
Nickelback.
Here's something Jimmy K won't tell you, that all of a sudden this magic genie Rob showed up once because of tickets. Just all of a sudden, Rocker's like, who are you? I mean, you have a Hawaiian shirt on, but why are you here? So
we properly chastised you and made fun of you on the air last year. So are you a big Nickelback fan?
I am. And yeah. I'll tell you why. Because, as you know, I'm a big fan of radio.
Sure.
And Nickelback owned the radio in the 2000s. They run every station. And, I mean, some people got sick of them, and that's why apparently everybody hates Nickelback. I don't understand that. But, you know, Chad's such a great talent, and the band, and Dan's such a great drummer, and their show is impeccable, kind of like your radio show over there.
Aww, just, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've seen them a number of times. So
I'm not a hater. They're just not my cup of tea. They don't get me excited. You know what I mean?
I got you. There's a lot of people who don't like Nickelback. So. Yeah.
I've never seen him live, but, you know. Shane Christopher Neal, host of the Indy 45 radio show here in Madison, original local music from Ontario. Super excited about your show, Shane. Now on Saturday nights, 10 p.m., right after Live in the Lair. What do you got coming up in the next couple of weeks for us, Shane?
So it's interesting because when you ask me this question, I have to think because I, as you know, record the show during the week, and I got to remember what I recorded. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you what's coming up today. I played... with a guy by the name of Craig Ruberry, who put out an album. I didn't play on his album, but called Cabaret Quicksand, the name of the band. And BS Live Rocks Records put out his album a number of years ago. Well, Craig has got some new music, and much like you, I have a place where people can send me music. He sent me some new tunes. They're going to play those songs tonight, a couple of them. And very proud of a couple of bands from Niagara, Road Waves from Niagara Falls, touring all over the country of Canada, playing some great venues. They have a new song called Small World I'm going to play. And this one right here, My Son the Hurricane, again from Niagara Falls. The guy who runs the band, get this, not even making this up, he's an undertaker. Okay, like he's a mortician. And that's his full-time job. And he put together this band. I don't know if there are 10 people in the band. They got like a brass section, multiple instruments. They are like a funk, dance, real cool band. And he's taken this band all over the world. He's in the UK right now. And they have a great song called Parade I'm going to play for you tonight. And so super excited about that. And for next week, same thing, some new music coming in. So it's always good.
The band My Son the Hurricane is fantastic. I've been following them on the Facebook. The lead singer, I don't know what her name is, but she's super energetic. The band, it makes you dance. I love the brass section. It's just one of those high energy bands. I told Rocker, we got to get them here for Atwood Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, and they really got everything, you know, everything together in their camp over there. They've got great leaders, they've got a great band, and they're not everybody's cup of tea. Like I like them a lot, but you know, like at my heart, like I like a lot of rock or country rock, if you will, too. And, you know, they will kind of fit in that lane. But you know, they're entertaining to watch, and they're just fun. And the brass section, the way they dance. And they've captured audiences all over the place. So, like I said, they're out in, I think they just played in Paris, actually, the other day. So they've been all over the world. And so I'm excited. It's funny because I reached out to them to send me music, and I got that. Can you call our publicist? Because we're too busy, right? I got no problem. So here's the email. So I did get an email with a number of teams. And by the way, I don't want to forget this. Happy five-year anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, man.
As you know, Jimmy Kay, I connected with you before you went to FM radio. And we were doing it online, and Bobby and I had BS Live Rock. So, you know, we have history going over, just like I have history with Jack Daniels, going over a lot of years. And so, you know, congratulations on the 5 years.
Well, and thank you. And you were a big part of Max Inc. Radio back in the day when we were a streaming internet radio station. And it was fun to marry the two music scenes. At the time, it was the Madison music scene and the Southern Ontario, the Niagara music scene together. I've always, you know what we need to do, Shane? We need to get the mayors of our city. You know, I'll get the mayor of Madison. You get the mayor of wherever you are. What is that? St. Catharines there. And we should make it official that Madison and St. Catharines are sister music scenes.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's official that I say it now, but...
I mean, the artist that I talk to here, as you know, I'm always out, you know, going to see live bands. I play in a band, and I always tell people what's going on with the show, and I get people connecting with me and, you know, sending me songs or, hey, I was listening to the show, and it's great to get, you know, the Niagara musicians and the people from Ontario exposed to people out in Madison. You know, there's great music all over the world, and when you start to sit down and really listen to things, like I listen to your show all the time now. And I don't know any of these artists from anything, right? Shadow Band, great. Like, they just, I listen to this stuff and I go, wow, it's really good stuff. I would never have found bands like you play, obviously, just by searching the internet. I have to listen to, oh, who's this band? Let's listen to that. So,
and the artist,
it helps both of us. And
the artists benefit because now you're going to go out and buy some Shadow Band songs online or stream them on Spotify. And it all works out.
Yeah.
Indie Rock 45 show. Go ahead, Shane.
Thing to say, because I know you're doing this whole thing with fireworks.
Oh, so yeah.
I sent you, I know, a very funny video on Instagram today about it, but Americans are crazy with this firework stuff, because in Canada, we had Canada Day, and there's a few people in the neighborhood, like maybe one that, you know, runs it in their backyard, but most of the stuff in Canada is all policed. It seems like it's always, you know, in Niagara Falls, over the falls, obviously in Toronto, like that, you know, every city probably has them, but they're all controlled by the city, the region, whatever it is. I'm not saying they don't have them in backyards in Canada at all. Like, there's a lot of probably areas that do, but not like America. People are crazy.
We
with
like
this fireworks.
We like to blow stuff up here in America. It's crazy, dude. Shane Christopher Neal, Indie 45 radio show coming up tonight at 10 o'clock every Saturday, 10 o'clock. What's the website, Instagram, where people can connect with you, Shane?
On Air with SCN is my Instagram. And my website is simply ShaneChristopherNeal.com. And there's all kinds of stuff on my shows and a bunch of interviews, but some with rock stars like Nickelback. Okay. But there are a ton of interviews with indie artists. Especially when I was working at country radio, as you know, I did for 5 years. So a lot of local Niagara, Canadian, Ontario country artists, and they're pretty short because they ran on radio. So if you want to check them out, ShaneChristopherNeal.com.
Shane Christopher Neal, thank you so much. We'll look forward to hearing the show tonight at 10 o'clock.
Awesome. I'm going to go back and watch Guy Fieri.
There you go. We're just going to play some Nickelback for you, Shane. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Coming up, Kirstie Krause, live from Nashville, Tennessee. She's coming up next. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Steady looking like he mad at you. Never satisfied, no gratitude. Got a little taste, now he after you. He just opened up the gates, now they passing through. Passing through, now he laugh at you. And the love you give, when that latitude. Pursue you too, girl, hush your lips. Could be his anchor, but he jumping ship. When you rock the boat, because of this. Hocus pocus, he can barely focus. See you warm and open, but he's slow to notice. Leave you torn and hoping. He gon' close a curtain on the swarm of locusts. But she poured a potion with no emotion. And it got him like, I love the way that she smiles at me. Undoubtedly, she probably can grip me with her lips. I'm sick, Jolene. And it got him thinking, and it got his girl singing.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Still having fun, but what the heck is going on? Feel a hole in his chest like his heart is gone. Living in sin and he knows it's wrong, but he got a pain that he's trying to numb. He just needs some anesthesia. Jolene, the one to please ya. Like a pill up in Ibiza. So before it's peace and see ya. Just one more hit of sweet love. You a liar, still a cheater. His soul is tired and beat up. It's time to face his demon. And praise the one that freed us. Yeah, praise the one, Jesus. I pray the Lord my soul to take. So if I die before I wake, I have faith he'll deliver from Jolene. And it got him thinking he don't want his girl singing.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Feeling down and not as strong, so I put my hair up high. A special fit for a day like this. All you gotta do is add some shine. little dab of dairy is good for everyone. This world's waiting one day. I put a record on. Turn up the queen of country as she gets me in every song. Little dab of dairy. Little dab of dairy is good for everyone. This world's waiting on me. I put a record on. Turn up the queen of country as she gets me in every song. Little dab of dairy is good for you on the corner of Music Row. No matter where you come from, when you're feeling mixed up and wrong, she has a way of helping us all get along. Little dab of dolly is good for everyone. This world's waiting on me. I put a record on. Turn up the queen of country as yeah, she gets me.
Max Inc. Radio, Jimmy.
Kirsty.
She's out there somewhere.
She's supposed to be on the phone with us right now, but she's not here.
I
think she's on. So we just looked online.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page. She's in just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee tonight, playing a show at Fireworks Fest.
I know. It's totally like, we're going to find out. She's going to call in when she gets off stage, or maybe she's lighting the fireworks.
Maybe she is. I don't know. So Kirsty Kraus, of course, she's a Wisconsin native. New Glarus, right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She has joined huge success down in the Nashville scene. Great artist. Atwood alum. She's been on Max Inc. Radio a number of times.
A bunch.
Over the last 5 years since we put on FM radio. And we love Kirsty. What's coming up? What do you got? What kind of news do you got about Kirsty?
Yeah, so on Friday the 12th of July... Edgerton, full band. Then she's heading up to Door County. Now, she's got a bunch of different stops in Door County. Mm-hmm. So you have to look those all up. The big one, of course, is the Edgerton one. And then Al Dayton's place in Belleville on Sunday the 21st, which is a fun day. Sunday fun day. Yeah.
Kirsty Kraus was at Atwood. Was it last year or year before last?
I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was last year.
Yeah, she was on the Clyde Stubblefield's stage last year, and the year before that, she was on the Luther Allison stage.
Yeah.
And both days, she rocked. But the one thing that it's funny about Kirsty is the support she has from her family. That's not funny at all. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But her mom and dad are kind of like her managers, you know?
Absolutely.
And Rob is in the studio here trying to get Kirsty on the phone, and he's like, I'm calling her mom.
I was like, you know what? This has happened before. We'll just call her mom and it'll be all right. So,
but I'm shocked and amazed and pleasantly surprised that you have Kirsty Kraus's mom on speed dial.
Listen, it's been like we were talking about earlier. It's been a like long road with her, right?
Yeah.
Back to like I'm a thirsty, right? Because it was
Thirsty Jones. Yeah.
Right. And she was in the studio a few times with us, and mom was there. Grandma was there one time with us. It was Grandma, Grandma and Ma. Yeah, it was Grandma and Ma. I can't remember. She was in town or something. So she's got her entourage that comes with her, and it's all her family. And it's great. It's a family affair, and she deserves it. I went to see her, of course, at Broadfest. Just really just amazed to see how she has grown and how her and her band have grown, too. So it's a lot of fun.
You know, it's amazing. We both known Christy for quite a long time. Of course, Rocker and Terry Barr have as well. And it's just amazing the growth in her music career and the things she's done and where she is today versus where she was back then. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And the collaborations in markets. You played a song we played a song just a little bit ago with Rip, right? And that's an artist here in Madison, right? And the collaborations here, but also the collaborations with Dab and Dolly, right?
With Christine Huff.
Yeah, it's amazing all of the relationships and other artists she's brought together. And quite often when she's on tour and she's down south, you'll see that, you know, there's a whole band of them that are moving around. Not her band, but a bunch of artists doing gigs together, which is interesting to see, too.
I like those collaborations because you really get some good music. You get some good songwriting out of there. And sometimes you get a gem. Like the Kirsty Cross song, Dab a Dolly, that we just played with Christine Huff. Christine Huff in herself is an excellent singer-songwriter from Nashville. And I know following Kirsty online on the social media, she loved doing that song, you know? And I was hoping to ask Kirsty if she's gotten any feedback, perhaps from Dolly Parton herself, you know?
Right, well, because that's two Dolly Parton songs, right? Jolene and Dab Dolly. So it would be interesting. I hope she has, right? Dolly's pretty amazing, right?
She is.
She has.
She was really good on The Voice this past season.
Yes, absolutely.
I over the last couple of years, my wife got me hooked into The Voice, watching The Voice, and there's some good talent coming out of there. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Yeah, The Voice is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Max Inc. radio show here on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We were talking about fireworks. Kirsty Cross is playing the Fire Festival or some 4th of July festival down
there. We assume. Maybe it's Big Fire.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure it's fireworks.
The backyard fireworks, though. So there was an incident here in Madison on Thursday night at Elver Park, which is on Madison's west side. And this was in the news. I'm just kind of paraphrasing what I remember from this news story, but there was like 500 people at Elver Park on Thursday night after around 9-10 o'clock or something like that, shooting off fireworks. And then a fight broke out, I guess, and cops came and people started shooting fireworks at the cops.
Great.
You know, and then there were some fires that started, grass fires or nothing major or anything like that. But
another fun way to get arrested.
Madison Fire Department came out and had to put those fires out. But that's not 4th of July, folks.
No.
That's not how you're supposed to celebrate the 4th of July, you know? I like the community fireworks, like, you know, Monona. You know, I'm sure Wausau has a big firework display up there, maybe in Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are great. But, you know, Jimmy John and the Slackjaw Yokels in your backyard, I'm not a big fan of you lighting off your fireworks, trying to set your neighbor's house on fire. That meme or the reel that you sent me, hilarious. I mean, it's case in point. You know, there is a family sitting on their front porch.
Yes.
Somebody lit up a bottle rocket on the curb and it tipped over.
Yep.
And almost hit a kid.
Yep.
But it went to where the rest of the fireworks were being stored underneath the gas tank of the minivan.
Oh.
And the whole thing just went up into smoke.
Just crazy, crazy.
And now that ruins your whole entire holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people get hurt. And that is what we're not here to celebrate, is that, right? All of our emergency response teams and all that are super busy this holiday for everything else, right? And it just adds on.
Are we just two grumpy old men on the radio right now talking about backyard fireworks? Or are we making a point here?
Right.
I really would like to hear from you and your perspective on this. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Do you have pets? Maybe you're a U.S. Army Marine veteran who has a little post-traumatic stress disorder from your service over in Iraq or or Afghanistan. Maybe you don't like the fireworks. Mm. You know, when you hear your neighbor shooting off fireworks, what's going through your mind? Love to hear it from you. Let's have a conversation about this right now. And more importantly, what can we do about it? You know, is there anything we can't? We don't want to call the cops. No. Calling the cops is stupid. They're busy and it doesn't matter. So anyway, 844-967-2789. This is brand new music here from Cat and the Hurricane. Talk about collaborations, Rob. Cat and the Hurricane with Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles. This song is called Costume. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
That feels like I don't think you do. You're running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and astrand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. We need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. I'm just myself. We need more protection, they're killing us now. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. I'm just myself. Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. In that box you sent me in, it's no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me, I'm here for magicians. My mission's specific, aligned with the limits. Surviving the fittest, it's God's decision. Don't be surprised we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistent, my senses is given. We all coexist, I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle addition, the plot just thickens. No crop shit big as my locks and zippers. You know my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it as the young, but this week I'm swap. Hey!
This is Max Inc. Radio. Cat in the Hurricane.
So good with Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles, as a duet. Well, I guess a collaboration, I should say, with them. Cat in the Hurricane, they're blowing up. They're going places, man. They're awesome. Mm. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Three Madison locations here in Madison. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can shop online and have that stuff delivered right to your house, herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza here in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes from over 100 years old, located on Madison's north side and Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's east, north, and downtown. You can search Doughboys Pizza online or call them right now and order your pie. I recommend the deep dish with sausage, onion, and green pepper. Talk about marinara sauce, too, dude. Their marinara sauce is so good.
You got to hang out with Jimmy K. I'm telling you, people.
If you hang out with Jimmy K., you're going to be eating a lot of marinara sauce. 608-467-3017. 608-467-3017 for Doughboys Pizza here in Madison. Rob, coming up next hour, we got Feastette. Now, we're going to replay a layer from Feastette from a couple of days ago, a few months ago, And it's a really good live in the lair. And Helen, the lead vocalist from Feastad, is going to join us. Looking forward to that.
That's going to be amazing, yeah. And Tom just texted in using that Civic Media app that he loves this.
Oh, yeah? We love you, Tom.
Yeah, we love Tom, too, yeah.
Tom, I hope you don't love backyard fireworks.
Maybe that's what he's loving. I don't know.
I don't know either. 844-967-2789. Let's do some work. It's Ignition. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.